Let me try to tell you how bad it really is, people. It's really bad. I mean, it's really worse than you know. And I've done a lot of meditation and research, and that's all I've done my whole life is try to figure out what in the world is going on in this place. I promise you, it's worse than you think. People cannot admit they're sinners. They don't even have to be narcissists, but I think all the unsaved are pretty much narcissistic because they think they're good enough to get to heaven. If they're unsaved, they're narcissistic. Everything they do is for attention. Everything they do is to make themselves look good. Whether it's raising their kids, having the perfect house, a perfect yard, having the best job, best clothing, outfit, shoes. It's all about look at me, 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 me. It's never about pointing to Jesus. It's about me. And I promise you it's worse. I talked to a lady at a restaurant today who got saved last year. And she knows about the esoteric. And I showed her the title of the video I was uploading at lunch about how the occult esoteric deceive people in a parallel path, right? They're in a parallel reality. They think they can get to heaven by gnosis, knowing stuff, Gnostics. They think they can be good enough. They think they can kind of rise up and not be have any kind of sin. I mean, these people are crazy. Not just the Gnostics and the esoteric people, but the in the church, missionaries, preachers. I promise you, it's so bad. If you rub shoulders with somebody long enough and you just sit there and they know you've done the research and you tell them, you say, there's only one way to heaven, you know? And they say, oh yeah? And you say, yeah, through Jesus. And kind of like Elon Musk told Babylon Bee people, he said, oh, if Jesus is saving people, I'm on board. Yeah, but what about your sin, Elon? What about your sinful state? What about falling down on your face and crying before God and say, Lord, save me from hell. I don't want to burn in hell. I found a channel yesterday and the girls got it going on about the esoteric. But her conclusion is, she's the I am. They all think, and that lady at the restaurant, I said, there's two parallel paths, you know? She said, I know, I was in it. I mean, I was into the, I know it's about the end game is the I am. And I said, I know. She said, but when I saw that it was Jesus, that I was in, she said, I mean, she even told me, she said, she was doing all these spells and she would do something with her panties because she wanted to meet this guy to fall in love with her and stuff like that. She said, a lot of it works. And I'm sitting here thinking, it don't work on the saved person. She's still young in the faith, but she would talk about how all they had all these spells and all these weirds trying to manipulate people and trying to get their will and doing all these different things. She told me a lot, and today I didn't realize she had carried it to that depth where I am. But she got, by the grace of God, she got out of it. And I said, see how close it is? They go to the Christ conscious, they think they're God. Instead of running to Jesus, who is God, they actually think they're God. And you might say, well, that's just the esoteric. No, it ain't. It's the Pentecostals too. And the Baptists and the Methodists. I want you to really think about this. You think it's just the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses, and what are those other cults? Church of God, and all those. No. If a person thinks they can lose their salvation, if you talk to a Pentecostal, you say, can you lose your salvation? They'll say, no. And you say, well, can I lose mine? They say, yeah. Now, and you say, well, am I not a human like you? Yeah. Well, if I can lose mine, then you can lose yours. No, I can't. I got to go. I'm hanging up the phone. That really happened to me like 20 years ago. Well, I said, what's the difference? Well, I help them build churches. I give my money to the church. I help. I go here and do this, and I do a lot of things for the church and getting out the message. You're saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It has to be faith alone in the finished work of Jesus, because it was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And so you get to a legalistic preacher. Let's say you go to a Baptist church that's legalistic. And he says, oh, it's faith alone. And you say, praise God. And then at the end of the message, he says, are you going to be here Sunday night? If you don't come Sunday night, you're not right with God. And the Bible says clearly, what are the works of God? To believe on His Son whom He has sent. That's what do you really want to do the works of God? Believe on Jesus? Believe into? Receive Christ? Have a born-again experience? So it's not just the esoteric. And the Methodists, they say, oh, you got to do these traditions. And you look here and you look here and you say, son of a gun, no matter where I go, they're preaching a false gospel. And the Bible says twice, let him be accursed who preaches another gospel. I say, let him be accursed. And when in the book of Galatians, he said they came in to spy out our liberties in Christ. We wouldn't let them sit down for an hour. We kicked them out. To spy out your liberty in Christ, your freedom in Christ. You're free. You're free. And then you got the people who are the base nature creatures who don't even care about God or hell or heaven or nothing. They're out here scheming, trying to steal stuff, steal, kill, and destroy. They're always looking for a way to get over on somebody. Drug dealers, human trafficking, what else? Scoping out somebody's house, try to steal something. And you see them, like, you know who they are by their words. Birds of a feather flock together. You know who they are because the what people they hang around, the way they talk, they all talk the same talk. Just like all the smokers go outside and hang out together. They sit down and then when the other one walks away, they talk about the other. They hate each other, but they hang out together, but they hate each other. I've seen it my whole life. So I hit the Pentecostal, the Methodist, the legalistic Baptist. Now think about legalism. Legalism, no different Jezebel. So the legalism is the Jezebel spirit. So they put you under some kind of rule-based living that they can't even keep. The preacher says, you can't really go to a vacation. You need to be here. And then next week, you go in, he's gone, where's the pastor at? Oh, he's at the beach. Well, I think 3 weeks ago, he said that you shouldn't take a vacation. You should spend time at your church. Instead of in the world, you should be in the church. Wait a minute. It sounds like he's not following his own advice. What's up with that? They actually worship the building. They actually worship the building. And then you say, when I went to the emergency room, where were you? I didn't see anybody from the church come up to the emergency room. What's that about? What's going on with that? And then you see people you rub shoulders with. You can tell by the words. You just take notes. And you can see they're trying to get in the door. And you can tell them 1,000 times, I'm not your friend. I'm just a comrade or whatever. You can tell them 1,000 times, but they don't. They think they're going to get in the door. They really do. And they think, as a psychopath, narcissist, they think they can bring you under subjection with some kind of word manipulation, psychological game, and don't realize that you've studied psychology and you don't even need psychology because it's so obvious you know who the con artists are. Because you played the game with them 1,000 times. There's nothing new. This is what I'm telling you. The deja vu, if you come across a situation, okay, let's say you come across a situation where you're questioning. You're saying, what is this? Is this person the real deal or the fake? They usually come across you. You don't come, they actually chase you down. But so they just show up, right? And you're like, all right, let's try the spirits. I'm talking about always try the spirits. That lady at the diner, I know she's saved. I know she's real. Just because she, her testimony. I've had people tell me their testimony. This woman said she was afraid to burn in hell. Fell down on her face, cried out to God, save me. I've heard testimonies where people's in their car and you've asked them, when did you get saved? Well, I just had this feeling when I was riding in my car. And then as you talk to them a little longer, you realize their whole life's been a lie. And everything they put out there for you was just a big fat lie. Well, I just had this feeling in my car that God was with me. Well, that's not salvation. I mean, what do you mean, a feeling? What happened? If you've never been born again, you can't give a testimony. You can't do it. My ex-wife, I said, when did you get saved? I mean, after all, I should have asked before I thought she was saved. I said, when did you get saved? She said, 5. I said, 5? I said, well, did you not see yourself as a sinner? She said, I've never been a sinner. I said, well, what about the verse that says Jesus didn't come to call the righteous but sinners? What about that verse? Hella? She runs out the back door screaming. All I did was ask a few questions. Because she'd been exposed her whole life. I don't care if they highlight their whole Bible. You better ask them when they got saved. How old were you? Where were you at? What happened? What convicted you of sin? I don't care if your whole Bible's highlighted in yellow and orange and blue. I don't care what color you highlighted your Bible. When did you get saved? When did you get born again? How old were you? What were you convicted of? It's bad, people. I'm telling you, it's bad. Well, I was raised in the Catholic Church. What in the world does that have to do with salvation? I was raised in the Pentecostal. What does that have to do with being born again? I don't care about your church. When did you see yourself as a sinner? When did you fall down on your face and say, Lord, save me? I don't care about your church history. When did you get really born again? Jesus didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. Do you believe in hell? No. Most people don't believe in hell. They believe in a universal salvation. Jesus spoke more about hell than he did of heaven. Oh, it was allegorical. Oh, really? Hell was made for the devil and his angels. But those who reject Christ will go there. The hell will, and Hades will be cast into the lake of fire, and the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever, and as a sweet smelling offering. Why is it a sweet? Why would God do that? God didn't do it. They did it. They chose it. Why is it a sweet smelling offering? Because it points back to Jesus and his finished work. Why do they have to burn forever? Because they're trying to do it in their own power. It's already finished, but they're trying to be their own savior. And so that wood, hay, and stubble that they think they got has got to burn forever. The wood, hay, and stubble of their self-righteous works has to burn forever because it don't line up. And the sad part is Hebrews chapter 4, I think. It says it was finished on the seventh day. It was finished on the seventh day. God rested. So all you have to do is rest. Rest in the finished work. You don't have to do anything else but believe. Now God is going to change. He's going to make you. He's going to put it in your heart to, hey, you need to win some souls. Lord, I don't have the gift. Well, I'll give you the gift. Lord, I don't have the courage. I'll give you the courage. Lord, I don't have the knowledge. I'll teach you. 1 Corinthians 1, God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. The devil has deceived so many people that they're all going to end up in the ecumenical 666 hive mind in the tribulation, and they're all going to be hellbound, and they can't get saved. And all the ones who during the tribulation get saved, they cut their head off. They literally cut their head off. They literally cut their head off. It's not allegory. It's literal. Why do you think the movie, she goes down into the Disney World, Alice in Wonderland, and the queen bee says, off with her head. Where do you think they got that from? The tribulation period. John the Baptist cut his head off. If you tell people it is faith alone and Jesus alone, there's no other way to get to heaven. It's all by faith. It's solo fide, S-O-L-O-F-I-D-E. There's only one way. And these people reject it and try to be good enough. I don't care if they're esoteric. I don't care if they're in church. I don't care if they're in a, even a, there's people in gospel churches that really preach the truth. There's actually people in those churches that are hellbound. And the more you dig deep, and if you listen to my channel long enough and listen to the audios I've uploaded on that website, bookz.media, books.media, if you listen to those audios, especially way back, I talked about the gospel more. I need to stay on it because, I mean, people are lost. But yeah, I found an esoteric yesterday and I posted it. But I listened to her long and she's the I am. She fell into the I am. The lady at the restaurant, I asked her, do you see the parallel where it's either Christ who is the I am, or is them trying to be their own I am? She said, yeah, I see it. I said, do you realize that you have a gift to be able to see that? Most people will never see that their whole life. They can sit in a church and actually be saved and never see the parallel. The Christ consciousness I am is what they want to be their own God and work and be good enough, and Gnostic and Gnosticism and Essenes and Gematria and all that stuff. They think their knowledge is going to save them. That goes back to the Greeks. We're going to get to heaven by knowledge. No, you're not. We're going to get to heaven by good deeds. No, you're not. We're going to get to heaven by not sinning ever again. Impossible. Your flesh is nothing but sin. We're going to get to heaven by going to this church or joining this group. No, you're not. You're a sinner and your sin stinks to thy heaven. Your human mortal body, dead body, mortal body is going back to the grave. It's no different than a beast. The only difference between you and a beast is being born again and having a mind that you can actually function down here and hear the gospel. What does a beast do? I don't care if it's a cat, dog, whatever. They eat, they sleep, they go to the bathroom, and they try to cleanse themselves. And they eat, and they sleep, and they go to the bathroom, and they make some babies. You're a beast without the Holy Spirit. You're a beast, a hell-bound sinner. And you're actually worse than the beast, to be honest with you, because you're rejecting the truth. It's really sick. And I promise you, it's worse than you even know. You can spend years talking to somebody and they say, yeah, I believe in Jesus. And year after year, and all of a sudden, they'll say something off the roof like, I am. They think they are the I am. The devil has deceived so many people. The rapture is so close, it's not even funny. And these people have made their choice. You shake the dust off your feet and you move on. And you don't even tell them anymore because they've already convinced. They actually are trying to indoctrinate you who are saved into that junk. And they say, I'm God. Well, where's your, okay, whose dirt is that over there? Did you create this earth? Is that your dirt? Is that your sand? Is that your rain? Why does the Bible say it rains on the just and the unjust? If they're unjust, they're going to hell. The Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. Where is your universal salvation at right there? Where is the ecumenical movement in that verse? It rains on the just and the unjust. Where's the universal salvation in that? It don't exist. It don't exist. I took 5 months off of Rise here. I'm going to start back. But I promise you people, that this society going towards the be your own God movement is so off the roof right now. Even the narcissistic teachers, there's one on there, I forget his name. He's kind of popular about it. I think it's Richard Grannon or something like that. He was sitting there teaching about narcissism. He said, they're everywhere. They're in government and everything. He said, what we got to do is get rid of this. And if you listen to his 30-minute lecture or whatever, he's pretty much saying, let's all move into the ecumenical movement and let's find a way to have leadership that's not evil. So he's pretty much saying we need the AI to tell humans what to do. We need something besides a human, a narcissistic human, some kind of universal thing to lead people. We need to have a paradigm shift. And they're all saying the same thing. Their intentions are good, but they don't even know that they've been duped by the devil. The devil's doing a psyop on people that he's letting you see how evil the place is, the money, everything. And the devil's doing such a psyop, even the Bitcoin and stuff. If it's digital currency, then there's your 666. You don't have any cash. Everybody loves the digital because it's outside the bank and it's independent. But if everybody's on the 666 digital currency, you have no cash. And they can cut you off in an instant. So everybody, I don't care if it's the narcissist preachers, I don't care if it's the Bitcoin people, I don't care who it is, they're all under a psyop that we need to get rid of this system and start a new system, but the new system's more slavery than the other system. And they can't even see it. Problem, reaction, solution. And they know that, but they're starting to suggest a solution. The average YouTube teacher is trying to suggest a solution that will make 666 even more accessible for the masses. It's wild. That's why I say, that's if you can understand what I just said, what I'm trying to tell you, everybody's fighting against the system, right? But the system they propose is more slavery than the one that you're in right now. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Bitcoin, crypto, is more slavery because they can just cut your money off. You have no cash. The political system, if it's run by the AI, I don't even have to tell you, that's even more dangerous than the human. Do you understand the psyop? We've got an evil system. Let's crash the system. Let's destroy the system. But the new system that they're proposing is more slavery than the one they're trying to destroy. But they got all these arguments against it, but it all breaks down. It completely breaks down. Anyway. People don't have real love anymore. People can't even have a conversation. They can't talk the truth. They're afraid to be held accountable. You can't even talk to the average person. I mean, even with the internet, which is free pretty much, and they still are not educated. It blows your mind. It's really bad, people. I mean, it's really bad.